Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Team DAR Radio After Dark. You already know how we do. It's True God Immortal. I'm here. I got Joe. I got Jelly. We're waiting on Kells to call in any minute now. You know she be running on that. There she go. That's Kells right there. Right there at the time we supposed to call in. She's on. We got Kells on. We got Jelly. We got Joe. Of course, you got me. Talking some more stuff, of course, as usual. What's going on with y'all? What's good, Joe? What's good, Jelly? What's good, Kels? What's going on with y'all?
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Yo, Kels, hey, Kels always sound like a, she always sound like a black woman. Every time I hear her, she sound like a black woman to me. I was like,
swear to God, she black. I don't even, I forget she's white. Every single time she talks, I don't even, even when she tweets, I forget she white. Like, I swear I see, you know, Abby, but I don't.
Wait.
I can't put it together.
Wait, Kels is white?
She's white? She's not white?
She's white.
Oh my God, what are you?
Yeah, I am.
She's white.
I'm going to be technically, my birth certificate says white.
She actually white, right? You didn't, like, I'm not gonna lie. When I first saw her picture, I was like, is she white? Is she just mad light skin? Is she mulatto? Like, what exactly was she? I wasn't
like,
sure. So
they were like, shit. Like, you're not light skin. Okay.
All right, I gotta stop real quick. Somebody is in some loud background area right now. I'm not sure who it is. It's not me.
Is
I'm in the crib. Might be Joe.
It don't sound
what
loud
you
over here.
Where you at?
You know I'm in Michigan now.
Oh, so you already there. Okay, so you.
Oh, God.
We're not going to do this live on air. We're not going to do this live on air.
No, he don't talk to me no more, so I don't know what's going on.
I said we weren't going to do this shit live on air. We're going to do this shit live on air. Now. Tonight is about filth. We didn't come here to argue. We didn't come here to fight. We came here to talk filth. But it is very loud, Joe. It actually is very loud in the background. I don't know why. It sounds like very, very loud for some reason. When you actually talk, it's not like you can hear the bar. When he talks, it's not that loud. But outside of that, it's kind of loud. However, Jelly, you said you wanted to cover one of the topics that was being talked about on social media today, right?
I didn't really have much to say. I just thought it was a funny topic, and I wanted to see everybody's opinion on it.
Okay, well, why don't you introduce the topic right now, and topic or what the topic exactly was. Why don't you introduce it?
What did I say? What I text you? What did I call it?
I got to find it. Hold on. I'm not gonna dispute that at all.
Fuck you.
Hold on.
I said, what,
I'm trying to find it.
What is an appropriate?
What's the appropriate amount of time to bounce on the one-eyed snake?
That is what I said.
Yeah, as you said, appropriate time to bounce on the one-eyed snake.
I don't know what appropriate amount of time is. You know, I give you 5 minutes at a time. I got bad legs. I don't have no muscles. Sorry. I might be slim, but ain't no muscles in my legs. You get 5 minutes at a time, then we got to switch, and then I'll go back to it. But I can't do longer than 5 minutes. My legs be hurting. Fuck y'all. We be in different positions than you guys. I mean, I know y'all be doing crazy positions, but it's just, we can't really.
We be doing work.
But we're bouncing up and down, doing the same leg movements. There's not much movement or moving around that we can do. Like, y'all have choices. Y'all can, you know, prop the leg up, move the leg down. We can do all that.
Not
so
always.
It's just the same
movement.
It
depends. Like,
yeah.
Not always. It depends. You know, we could be, you know, we could be on top or maybe to the side, moving around. We got to lift our leg a certain way. Like, it depends. If you're on top,
y'all giving y'all muscles some breaks. Y'all working all the muscles and stuff. We're just working that thigh muscle. I mean, we can, you know, just, I guess,
like
kinda,
doing squat.
Yeah, the squat thing. Now, but if I'm just bouncing my ass up and down, that's different. But I'm still using my legs. I can do that one a little bit longer. But all that squatting shit and bouncing and all that, that's just too much. I'll give you 5 minutes of that, and then we got to switch.
5 minutes, and then you got to switch positions. Okay. All right, Kels. What you think, Kels? What you think?
It just depends probably on my mood about how much I did today. It's not always going to be the same amount of time. It's like she said, it's a difference in the squatting thing and just bouncing ass. You can go back and forth between them. You can get a good 20 minutes on a good day.
More power
on a good day.
I know I can't.
On a bad day, what's a 20 minutes is on a good day. On a bad day, what's that, like 10, 5 or 10 on a bad day?
5 or 10 if it even happens on a bad day.
If it even happens.
If
it
even
happens.
You said a bad day.
Happens. A bad day. Just because you had a bad day, I don't mean you can't.
I mean, we got other options. Bad day. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying there's other options.
I'll throw it back on you. I can do that for a long time.
Throw it back. You can throw it back for a long time. All right, Joe. Go ahead and jump in. I know you.
Man, y'all selfish as hell.
Tell them.
Yep. Y'all selfish as shit. Y'all talking about 5 minutes, maybe. If you get that, nigga. I mean, shit. I mean, I worked hard today.
It was a bad day, though. I said that was a bad day.
Now, if I'm drunk, you gonna get a lot.
Okay, that's drunk. We're talking about on a regular base. Y'all,
on a regular base, on the day you ain't drinking.
Not drinking? Nah, you got 5 minutes. Top.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on.
I'm not saying the entire time. I'm just saying, you know, 5 minutes, let's switch, and I'll get back on top 5 minutes later. I'm just saying my legs need a fucking break. I need to do some squats. I need to get these legs in order.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not with switching positions. It's not with switching positions. That's not a bad thing, but like 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like let's go for 15 before you switch. You know what I'm saying? Like cause y'all like women want rounds and y'all could barely ride for 5 minutes at a time. Some of them only ride for 5 minutes period, because that's what chicks were saying. They was like, I'll ride for 5 minutes and that's it for me. I need a break. After that, like, you can do all the work after that. I'm saying shit like that. I'm like, what you mean? The fuck you mean I can do all the work? Y'all want an hour-long session. Y'all want an hour-long session, 2 hours-long session. Y'all ride for 5 to 10 minutes. That's selfish.
Uh-uh.
That's some selfish.
No.
That's not what
that's
I'm saying. No, out of an hour-long session, 2 hours, you get 2 hours, you get 30, 45 minutes of me riding. I'm saying I got to
that's
have
too much
a
break. Moving.
Break it up in increments.
Why?
That's too much moving. That's too much. Look,
I'll
fuck
you for 5.
Look,
fuck you for 15. I'll fuck you for 5.
Look,
fifteen.
So hold on, you rise for 5. I'll fuck you for 15. And you hop back on for another 5. Then you say, all right, hold on, let's switch again. You go for another 15. And you hop back on like, oh, hold on, let me get back on top. And then I go for another 15. And you're like, oh, you know what? My legs are all right. Let me get back on top. That's what you like. That's some fucking bullshit, man. That's bullshit. That's 5 and 15. That don't add up.
It's just you know,
station.
It just naturally goes. Yeah, it just kind of naturally, you know, move. It's not, you know, it's not. Oh my God, it's not science or anything. It's not. It just happens, you know, naturally. I'm just saying.
All right, so we actually got. Real quick, we actually got callers on the line right now. And oddly enough, I don't know if Jelly, maybe Jelly and Kels, maybe one of y'all know them, because both of these numbers are from Houston, Texas. So I'm going to put on 832 real quick. I got 832. 832, are y'all on with us? 832 area code. 832.
It might just
go.
Yeah, they might just be listening. I don't know.
They might just be listening. All right, well, 832,
what? What's
I'll
the next 3 digits?
816. 816.
No, I don't know who that is.
How about a 281-236? Did anybody know a 281-236?
Mm-mm.
Probably not. Nope. All right, well,
nope.
Fuck it. Let's keep going. Like I was saying, 5 minutes and 15 ain't going to cut it. We could do 10 apiece. Because, look, if I'm on top for 15 minutes, I got to hold myself up. You know what I'm saying? I'm basically doing push-ups. You know what I'm saying? Push-ups, you know what I'm saying? Like bent over rows or whatever the fuck they call it. I don't really know what the name of the workout is, but I'm working out. I'm on top. I'm not just pump, pump, pump. I'm moving around. I'm got a little swivel. I'm doing, you know, like I'm moving. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm doing more. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing more than just, you know what I mean? Like I'm doing more than just that. So I think like that's the thing that's kind of confusing for me is like you want to do a part for you for 5 minutes, but you want me to give you 15. So I got to do an extra 10 minutes of work. That don't seem
bad,
right?
Oh my god. Okay, true. I'll give you 10 minutes. You give me 15. Is that better?
I can work with that. You're going to put some work in, damn it. You're going to put some work in, damn it. Like, I'm sitting there working, and you're like, oh, I got you. You've been putting 15 minutes to work in. I'm about to give you this 5 minutes. And it never really turns into 5 full minutes. It's never 5 minutes full. See, when women have time constraints and say, I can only do it for such and such time, you're going to get about 3 minutes and 46 seconds, and it's going to feel like 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
It ain't going to be a full 5 minutes. That's facts. That's facts, though. When people put time limit, you never actually, you're not going
to
get exact time.
Eight.
That's not a fact. Yeah,
oh,
that's
so you are
a fact. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And if
8 minutes.
Is
so,
good,
so
it's really going to turn in longer than that. I mean, I'm just saying, mediocre dick, y'all get 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So now it depends on the penis. Okay, bet.
Well.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
But see what I'm saying? Women put time constraints on shit. I don't put time constraints on nothing. I don't really care. You can ride. If you really just wanted to ride for 3 minutes, I wouldn't care.
No,
I personally
wouldn't
care.
Women go through that. Certain instances, they feel like it's a long time, and in certain instances, you just totally lose track of time. Like, I don't know what time it is right now. Like, I don't really consider time that much. It's just like whenever I'm too tired to do it, I'm stopping. I don't care if it's been 5 minutes or 30 minutes. Like,
word.
Okay.
Like, you can't say women
okay.
time constraints on things because we don't necessarily. It's just like, okay, I'm tired now.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
I'm just giving you a broad, it might not be 5 minutes. It might be a little more than that. It might be less than that. Like she said, this time just, you're not really even thinking about time when you're fucking because after you're done, you're like, damn, we didn't fuck for that long? Or, damn, we didn't fuck that long? Why did it seem like it was forever? Yeah. It depends on how good the dick is.
That's true. I mean, when you're having good sex, you don't realize how long you've been at it until after it's over. And then you look at the time and it's like, damn, I thought it was like 10 o'clock. It's like midnight already. So, I mean, that happens. But, okay. All right. It all comes down to how good the sex is. I get it. Okay. It all comes down to how good the sex is. That makes sense. I can rock with that. Because you
know
what? You're going to say, well, I can rock with that. I feel like this. Yeah. Joe was too busy calling y'all selfish. That's what it was. He was calling y'all some selfish people. That's what he was doing. He was too busy calling
that.
Y'all selfish.
And they are
Period. They are. Go ahead, Joe. You know what, Joe? The floor is yours, man. Talk to him, man. Talk to him.
That's all there is to it. It doesn't matter how good it is. If he put in work, you know what I'm saying? Reward that, man. Reward him with some rest. Come on now. That's all I'm saying, man. I'm talking about, maybe 10 minutes, maybe this. Depends on the size. Depends on how good it is. Nah, man. Reward that man regardless of which.
I'm not selfish. I'm more self-preserving. I'm going to make sure I do what I need to do for me, but I'm not selfish. It's not like I'm just going to let you down, if that makes sense. Like I'm not selfish. I'm not just like all about me, but I'm going to make sure I take care of me for sure.
Unfortunately, Jelly's call just dropped at the most inopportune time. She didn't like being called selfish, so she probably hung up. She's going to call back in like 2 minutes more than likely. I don't know exactly what happened, but we're going to get Jelly back on. But I got to agree with Joe. I gotta agree with Joe. Women are very selfish when it comes to sex. Very selfish. Because I know a lot of women who are like, I'll speak of one experience I had that I don't really want to relive this experience, but I'm going to do it for the show. Do it for the show. I was with a woman, and all she kept saying was, she just kept saying it every when I was fucking her, like, make me come. And she kept coming. She was squirting, and she was, and it's like, she was having multiple, and it was like, everywhere was just sticky, just gushy mess. And it was like, she just kept begging me to give her more until she eventually tapped out. And I was like, she tapped out, and she was like, she couldn't take no more, and she was like, completely out of energy. And I'm looking, I'm like, you're selfish, bitch. I wasn't finished. Like, that, I was like, you're kind of selfish. Like, if I'm going to give you, you know, and most of the women in my past have been, I guess, multiple orgasm type of females, but majority of them. So it's like, I don't have a problem giving you multiple. But women, some women don't care. Some women really don't put in that work to make sure you really get you a good nut. I'm going to say it. I don't know about some women don't. Now, there's some women who do and they go above and beyond and they do their thing and they can keep up with you. You find a woman who can kind of keep up with you because they never really can keep up with you, you know. But if you find a woman who can really keep up with you and you know, and give you the business, I feel like that's a rarity, and at least today, because women, I feel like real selfish. I feel like people period selfish sexually anyway. But, Joe, you got any experiences with selfish women? Like, any real bad experience?
Nah, I ain't gonna say all of them. I ain't gonna say no real bad experience, you know what I'm saying? I don't even do that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I have had the occasional one that just later don't want to do nothing. Lazy head, lazy ride, lazy everything, don't want to keep the legs up, don't want to hold on, maybe don't want to do nothing. I'd have had one of them, you know what I'm saying? I try to avoid them now.
All right, Kels. Have you ever had a lazy experience where you had a dude that was mad lazy with you, or you were mad lazy with them?
Hey, that makes it sound real one-sided. Like, it's not some lazy-ass men out here. And, like, as much as you talking about, you know, you could give a woman multiple orgasms, she's not worried about you. I know there's a lot of men out here who's only worried about their nut. So it's not really that women are selfish or men are selfish. There's just some people that are selfish when they have sex, like, completely selfish. They just there for their nut or there for whatever they came for, and that's it. Like, some people just not, like you said, you got to get somebody who meets you at a certain place for that. Like, if you really want to fuck somebody who you're not going to consider selfish, they have to have the same understanding of what selfish is. Like, if y'all fucking, and they really care about making you nuts, you care about making them nuts, it's going to be a totally different experience than if you fuck somebody and both y'all just worried about nothing. You know what I mean? Like, there's just selfish people, and, like, a lot of women are selfish. Like, a lot of women are just like, let me get mine and I'm good, but I would say more men, because, like, it's over once they nut a lot. So then what?
I'll put it like this. In my experience, when there's somebody who I actually, and there's Jelly, okay. Jelly's back on. You got Jelly back on. I don't know why she didn't pop up.
There was a bug that tried to get my life, and I dropped my phone. I lost it.
A bug tried to come for your life and you dropped your phone.
A bug tried to come for me and I dropped my phone and everything. Battery gone. Sorry, y'all.
It happens, you know, when them insects is violent. They kill us, so I understand how that happens sometimes. But, Jelly, we still on the topic of sexual selfishness. And I was just going to say, in my experience, my most selfish experience, which I guess it makes perfect sense, is when I've had, like, a one-night stand or some shit like that. Like, you meet a chick, and you go and you smash, and it's just kind of like, yeah. I was selfish. I don't personally give a damn 9 times out of 10 about how it turns out. And, you know, like, it's not like she's going to put in 100% work either. It's just, it just happens. I haven't really had a good one-night stand experiences like that for me. Usually because I don't plan on calling them after it happens anyway. So, it's like, for me though, when I'm in you're in a regular situation and you're like in a relationship, you're in a regular situation, you want to go above and beyond to make sure that person gets what they need, because sex is a very important part of friendships, benefits, relationships, whatever. Like, you know, so I guess it isn't a men are more selfish than women. Women are more selfish than men. It's on a case by case basis, because I have a friend who's a fake lesbian. I call her fake lesbian because she's always, she says, oh, women eat my pussy, but I've never ate a girl back. I would never do that. She's like, I don't even want to get close to it. I don't even like kissing them. Like, she claims she's gay. And I don't know. Like, I just don't, like, she has that, but I feel like she's a very selfish person because she never wants to have, she's like, I don't want to suck no dick. I don't want to do nothing like that. Like, she's like, I just like getting my pussy here. She's like, I mean, I get fucked by girls and shit like that, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know. That's one instance I've seen. I think she's a really selfish person, just naturally by nature. Jelly, have you had any experiences with a dude that was, like, mad selfish? He just wanted to bust a nut real quick and move away from you.
No. Mm-mm. I'll say that my first husband was really selfish with the sex, and he always wanted me to ride. I think that's why I have a problem with riding now, because I was always riding him. He didn't want to do no fucking work. He just wanted me to ride him. It's annoying. Very annoying. That was the only selfish experience I've had.
Your first husband should have got cheated on.
I agree. You definitely should cheat on somebody who that whack. You can't even do nothing. Yeah, you're just going to get rolled all the time. I mean, ain't wrong. Getting your dick rolled is a beautiful feeling, but not well. All laziness aside, I need to move around a little bit. I need to get the back shots. I need to put you on your stomach, bury your face. Like, it's just bad. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? In the beginning, it wasn't like that. It was just, you know, it wasn't like that in the beginning. But he had a problem with sex. He had to have it all the time, and I guess he was just too lazy.
If I got to have it all the time, because I believe I went through a period of, I won't call it a sex addiction. It's just that, I'm craving on the daily. You always craving on the daily anyway, but it's like when you want to have it all the time and you have those options around, I think with him maybe it was just, I don't know. I really can't. I'm trying to find a way to, like, make it make sense, and it doesn't make sense to me at all. Because if you're going to do it like that, then why even fucking, you know, why even do it? That's my thing. Like, why even do it if you're not going to really put your all into it? Like, sex should be fun. It shouldn't be just a situation where it's like, oh, we laying down and lay down and fuck. And, you know, and that's it. Like, you should want to put work in. You should want to, I think that's the beauty of sex, to get a chance to put the work in and get to bring your partner to, you know, to orgasm. To me, that's the funnest part for me. That's the fun part of it. So I don't understand how somebody's that lazy to where it's like, if she just riding you the whole time, you know, it's not she's doing all the work. It's a chance you might finish and she don't. It's boring as hell. You got to spice it up. Definitely. Definitely.
I can't get off being on top. So, I mean, I just can't see being up there that entire time. It doesn't really do much for me. And maybe that's why I have a problem riding somebody for 20 minutes. Because it's not doing nothing for me. This is boring. Just me personally.
That's understandable. I can get it. I mean,
stop having sex.
I get it.
But it just
That's
said,
true. You gotta have. She said, "Stop having sex with some fuck niggas." I mean, I gotta agree.
I know
you
that's
have sex
what
with
he
fuck
said.
Niggas.
You shut the fuck up.
Hey. Joe,
you the one who ain't getting yours on top, and you the one who ain't had a good head in 10 years. Your track record speak for yourself.
So, hey.
I don't have anything to say to that. Speaking of which, you know what? That's a good topic right there. Good head. Now.
Oh, Lord, please no.
Excuse me. I'm eating. I'm snacking at the same time because nigga hungry. But, good head. Now, see, good head is very rare. It's very, very rare. Now, in my experience,
very
rare. Now, Would anybody like to share a mind-blowing experience they've had with good head in the past? Or have you given great head in the past? Have you had a great experience where you just control? Let's ask the ladies this question. Let's ask the ladies this question. Because, see, ladies don't really take – it seems like some ladies don't take as much pride in giving great head or good head as they should. Have any of you ladies had an experience where you was just on point when you were giving head, and it was like, and you took the nigga's soul through just the head?
I'm always on point. I take
isn't
soul
that the goal?
All
I was
time.
About to say, I don't know. I mean, you have to ask them, but that's the goal every time. I thought.
I don't have to ask.
But
no,
you know.
I take soul.
But hold on. But you know when you had that one that time where it was just like. Nigga couldn't control himself. It was that serious. He had to move back and keep. He had to push you off or move away. Toes curling.
Every
like, you know,
it's like that for me.
Yeah.
I don't believe y'all. Every time, I don't believe y'all, man. I don't believe
neither
that shit
one
at all.
Of them. Neither one of them
Every
at
time.
All whatsoever.
Now hold up,
Chuck, don't give me up. For real.
Hold on,
no,
hold on.
I,
don't hold
that's
up. Don't give me up. Hold
up. Confident about is that my
so
head
we're
game
supposed
is
to,
awesome.
I have an issue with what we're supposed to believe what y'all say, and then all of a sudden we make some claims. It's really not even that big a claims, like because I'm not doing.
Oh no!
It.
Oh no! No, listen to me.
Do it though. Like.
Oh, listen. I know for a fact. I've done it to a couple women, and I've half-assed it on purpose because I really wasn't into it. I did it before. I was like, I did it, and I half-assed it. I'm not going to bullshit. I ain't going to bullshit. Now, the women that I actually want to do it to, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've taken souls with it. I mean, and the thing is, I'm saying, like, I'm not going to say every single time. Like, it might be good, but it might not be like that mind-blowing one where you was like, you knew for a fact. Like it's hard to believe that every time you suck a nigga dick, his soul leave his body, like every single time. Like I think that's the hard part to believe. Like I'm not like I mean not every time I eat pussy the woman is going into a convulsion and going to a seizure. Not every time, but there are specific times where it's like where she can't even move or the legs are still shaking and like everything is, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
okay.
When you've had
that one.
Time,
but I don't remember the times when it didn't happen. If that makes sense. Like if you're asking for those times, I can't help you. Like I can,
cause they probably weren't those times. They were probably awesome every single time. Go ahead. You ain't don't let him talk. Make you talk your head game down. Fuck him.
I mean, I'm
your
not
head game is awesome.
I'm kidding.
All I'm saying
I take souls because I enjoy it. And I mean, when I say I enjoy it, I love doing it. But yes, I take souls every single time.
Uh-huh.
Joe, I'm gonna just let them have this.
Y'all got it. Y'all can have that.
We let y'all have
it. Yeah, y'all had it.
Shut the fuck up, Joe.
Y'all can have
well,
it. Y'all can have it.
Y'all can have it. I'm just saying. Every single
it
time I take souls.
Every single time.
I was asking for it. Y'all
every
act like y'all letting us have it.
Look
at
do you
here,
take souls, Joe?
Look. Listen, I was just about to say, I pride myself on what I do with my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I pride myself.
Too.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, but at the same time, I know for a fact I'm not taking souls every single time because I'm not trying to be into it.
You know
what?
You're not taking souls every single time because you're not trying to take souls every single time. You know, there's certain women I'm not even going to give her my best because I ain't even feeling her like that. I don't give a
right.
fuck. I'm giving my best every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Giving my fucking ass. Mm-hmm. Both of y'all.
Hey, look. My thing is this. I have taken souls with it, but like Joe said, I'm saying there's sometimes and I think and maybe it's different or maybe it's not. Like Jelly, I can't believe like well then again maybe there are certain people that y'all just don't give head to that y'all may have fucked that y'all wasn't that into or it wasn't that deep. Maybe not. I don't know. But for me. I have had quite a few experiences where, you know, where she, you know, everything is sensitive with her and she can't touch, she can't do anything. And it's like, it's like you know you took the soul. It's like you know it. And that's happened quite a few times. I'm not going to say every time, because there's a few times where, I mean, she may have got hers, but I knew for a fact I wasn't like, I wasn't champion either. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't, you know, like, I know that, that's not every time. But I don't know. Let's flip the reverse then. Let's reverse it. Have you ever had any experience that was mind-blowing? Jelly, because apparently it's been, what, 10 years for you, according to what Joe said? It's been 10 years for you, right, since you had grip. Now we're gonna start with you, Jelly. Do you have an experience that was mind-blowing that, you know, make your legs quiver?
It's been 10 years since I've had mind-blowing hits that actually made me, you know, come. It's been that long. I'm not going to deny that I had some good hits since then, but the head that I want and, you know, even you bother being down there for, that was 10 years ago. I'd rather not have it if you're really not going to get me there. Let's do something else. That's just how I feel.
Okay. What about you, Kels? What about you?
I've gotten plenty of mind-blowing in the time that I've been having sex, so I don't have any complaints in that department.
So well, you need to pass the numbers over to Jelly. You need to pass the numbers over to Jelly. She needs help in that department.
For real. They've been down there for so long and not doing a fucking thing.
You don't want those numbers.
She said, you don't want
those numbers.
Girl,
they ain't
worth it.
Oh, they
not worth it.
Basically,
I think what Kels is saying, she dealt with some ain't shit motherfuckers, or they just trash overall. And
I mean,
the mind blowing. That's what it seemed like. You keep hitting that.
I'm not hitting that. I don't need all that extra.
That's what I'm saying. It's not worth it for just that.
For what came with it?
Mm-hmm. My falling
gotcha.
Love. And see, I don't have time.
Oh, yeah. For real.
Yeah.
Not at all.
We won't go into all that. We won't go into all that stuff. We not, but all right, let's kick it over to Joe. Joe, you ever had a chick? She just the shit was just that serious. It was that serious.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie, I had something the other night. I ain't even gonna bullshit. I had something the other day, my nigga. I swear to God, nigga, I was dead for about two, three minutes. I was done. Couldn't move. Wasn't about to get no juice. Wasn't about to get shit. I ain't gonna bullshit you. Not even gonna play around. Not even gonna front. Yes. Shorty definitely handled her business the other night. Don't know what the hell she was on, what she was thinking, but goddamn it, I thank God for it because it was beautiful.
I'm gonna ask you this question, just on air for clarification. Did this take place in Michigan or did this take place in Ohio?
Ohio.
Of course it did.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
It took place in Ohio.
Cool.
I just got up to Michigan today, bro. I just got up here today. I ain't even looking for nothing.
I got you. I'm gonna hit your phone a little later anyway. Right with you. I guess to answer my own question, it's been a while. It's actually a while since I had mind blowing. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've had good, you know. You know what? I'm actually bullshitting. The last time I had some real mind blowing was this little situation. She was from out of town, pretty much. And her game was top three. Her game was top three that I've ever had.
Damn,
about
top
maybe
three?
6 months ago.
Top three.
I
don't want to find top three again. I don't want to find top three again. I'm good on that.
It was like this. It was top three. Look, it's top three, and there's a reason why certain situations I walked away from, but I still find myself somehow coming back to them for a reason. So there's
give me like
it's like
top
you,
seven, top eight. But give me up top there. I'll take that. I'll take a top seven, a top eight. I don't want a top three no more, man. I don't never want to meet a top three in anything sexual I ever had in my life again. Period.
Too much.
Too much.
No, don't get me wrong.
That's too much stress.
Don't get me wrong. Top two. My top one is. I mean, I was with the same person for years, so that's gonna be. I would put that top one because that's a regular basis. But the second that I've ever had, it wasn't that long ago either. Actually, it wasn't that long ago. It's this situation. It was probably like a year, maybe years, some change ago, and she's a little red bone, little yellow bone, light skin thing, and I thought she was gonna be whack. You know how you look at a chick and be like, you know, like the sex might be good, but the head probably not gonna be all that. This was something where I had to back up. I had to stop. I was like, whoa, like, wait, and it had me like, I was like, whoa, like it caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting it, and that's top two. So. So I had two and three in the last year and some change, and those two were the ones. I mean, you know, you always. I mean, I think in sex you get good head, you know, you get decent head, you know, all the time regularly, if you're sexually active, of course. But and you're getting, you know, you got somebody that's actually passionate about it, you're gonna get good head on a regular basis. But that mind blowing shit where it's just like the stars align and everything works perfect. It's very rare. And last situation, most recent situation, I had one in that. That was top three. That's definitely top three. Just definitely top three. She told me she was going to be, she said she was going to be on the top of my list, and I told her she was bullshitting. So, and she actually top three. So, that's, yeah. That's my experience with that. Now, do any of y'all have another